hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his seed.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Think it's love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind.
Kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kids? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lived. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did, but came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses. Baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep a ready clip.
Oh, love it.
Love is blind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love
is blind. And it'll take over your mind.
Oh, yes,
you think it's love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respects and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cock. Praying to me now, I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life, but nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops coming, lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what our love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love
is blind,
love is blind.
And it'll take over your mind.
Welcome back. This is your girl, Jay Mysteria, and you're listening to Mysteria Unbarred, where truth is spoken and silence is broken. And today we are shattering the silence. Today, this episode is dedicated to victims of domestic violence, intimate partner violence, and specifically, my friend, Tamara Deloche. Scarlett King, please take a second, say their names, say her name. Remember these women, remember these people, and hold on to their legacies. This episode, we're gonna do things a little bit different. I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about Lancaster real quick, and then I just have to talk to you about Tamara, about intimate partner violence, and about this health crisis women and people are facing right now in the United States. And we are calling it what it is. It is a health crisis. So back to Lancaster and Lancaster County, Lancaster School District. Oh my God. I told y'all last week when I was kicking it for a couple minutes that they lost another kid. And of course they did. She was an 8-year-old autistic child who eloped. She went the entire way from school, the whole way home, which is blocks, which is dangerous blocks. These are not suburban blocks. Please get Amish Lancaster out of your head. This is not a safe environment for 8-year-olds who think different. 8-year-olds, period, to be walking home, lost, confused, and looking for their parents who were at work. Her mother was at work. This child ended up knocking on a neighbor's door. Neighbor ends up calling mom. Again, child elopes, ends up with an adult individual that is not their family member. Last child ended up in a vehicle with a stranger. A nonverbal autistic child. Lancaster needs to do better. SDOL needs to do better. That $35 million deficit is not going to make our support staff situation any better. My son just came home from school telling me his Spanish teacher is being fired and his science teacher won't have a job next year. Shout out to SDOL. You've had a nice little retirement party for 53 staff members at the Cork Factory Warehouse Hotel at $31 to $53 a plate to eat there. So 53 staff members retiring, how many family members, how many administrative staff that make $100,000 to $200,000 plus a year and want to raise our taxes 4.7%, don't want our kids to be able to go on field trips. We are paying for our kids to go on field trips. And then getting a $200 a year tax hike at the end of the summer. SDOL is criminal at this point. That is what's not in the brochure. Freaking Lancaster. The primaries were yesterday. Pennsylvania PA primaries were yesterday. I hope everybody did their due diligence that is registered as a Dem or a Republican and went out and voted. Right now, it's time to shake the tables, and I heard tables got shook. I haven't had a chance to really look at the outcome. It's been a traumatic week for me, but we're going to get into that. It's been a traumatic month for me. But we're about to get into that, and the tone is going to shift. This is your trigger warning. In a few minutes, we are going to talk about things that are very triggering, that are haunting, that is a weight that I carry, that I've carried for 4 years now. Something that should have never been mine. Should have never been this person's mother. Should have never been hers. So, with that, if you know somebody who is expecting, please listen to them. Talk to them. Reach out to them. Make sure that they are safe, protected, and feel loved. This is the most dangerous time in their life. And I'm not talking about disparities in the medical field, because that is a real thing. Women of color face in childbirth. You might not make it off the table. But you don't realize that some of them women might never make it to the birthing room. Intimate partner violence is the leading cause of death. Homicide. The leading cause of death. In expecting people, in expecting individuals, in expecting women. When you see pregnancy, you see life. These women are carrying life. And that right there might get them killed. And understand, this is the True Story Podcast Network, but this is not a true crime podcast. And this is not a headline that I'm discussing with you. This is not something that I'm going to talk about for content. I don't care about views past awareness. This is something that I just had to get tattooed on my body so I could carry her with me for life, forever. Because trust and believe, that was my soul sister. One of my soul sisters. And baby, she was brutally murdered May 18th, 2022. While she was 6 months pregnant, alone in her apartment, getting ready to call it a night. Get that. She wasn't outside somebody's house causing a scene. Wasn't old. There was baby daddy drama. It wasn't on her. She just wanted to see her son. She just wanted to be a mom. And you know what? The universe saw that. God saw that. And he gave her another opportunity. He saw the lengths she would go to try to see her child. She saw that the devil was in control of the other side. And he stepped in and blessed her with a little girl. Her and her son's father had split years and years prior to that. Her son was 13 at the time. She was starting a new job. She was getting situated, moving to a new place. And 2 weeks prior to her murder, she filed custody, full custody of her son that was being kept from her for years, that she had to barter to see, that she had to comply to see. As it stands right now, her oldest son's father is accused of murdering her. He has been incarcerated in New York County Jail. Following, I'll say about a month's time after her murder, he was free walking around for a while. It was crazy. It was crazy. And there's been no trial. There's been no real media coverage since 2023. Imagine you're at home expecting, and there's nobody wants to talk about this. This beautiful woman was cut down at the most beautiful time in her life. And that's not newsworthy. That's the reality of all too many women of color in the United States. That's the reality of all too many women in the United States. Since 2022, when Tamara was murdered, thousands of women, thousands of people have been murdered expecting due to intimate partner violence. How is that not a health crisis? How do we not wake up and start protecting those who are carrying the most precious thing in this world? This story is an ugly story that just happened to the most beautiful person. And she is not. I know we tend to sanctify people and maybe as, you know, as Ma says, I might be a little biased, but she did no real harm to deserve this. She, as I said, was no threat to anybody. She was at home, alone, with her unborn child, getting ready for bed. So whatever ill wills anybody had to break into her home, to come into her home and brutally murder her, it is senseless. It is disgusting. And that's the devil, yo. That is purely the devil. Purely the devil. Give me 1 second, y'all. I know that jail is injustice. And I know that nothing that transpires in that courtroom is going to ever bring my friend back. But in a world where it's not an eye for an eye anymore. We're not allowed to have renegade vengeance. I don't know that I want the guilt of the karma of taking anybody's life. But I know something better happened to that man. And that is not provoking anybody to do anything. Please just move aside. But like, the reality is that we as a people need to see punishment transpire. And what was taken from this world can never be restored. Her daughter will never take a breath. She's supposed to be turning 4 in a couple months. But we just celebrated their 4th Memorial Day. Not celebrated, honored. That was a crazy word to use. The hell? We just honored their 4th Memorial Day. And it forced me to grieve. It forced me to be in a position where I could talk to y'all today about this. Because 5 hours ago, when I was on the phone with her mom for 3.5 hours, I couldn't begin to imagine me being able to host this conversation with you following the tattoo that I just got. And it's a beautiful piece that I think represents her well, represents her baby well, represents the rose that she was. Because that's who we are. You know, the roses that grow from the concrete. And the reality is that too many of them get forgotten. Too many of them. I mean, oh, guys, I'm losing a little focus. You know, you start, like I said, this isn't a headline. This isn't some person that I've never experienced. This is my girl. She could turn any dark room into a light spot. And trust and believe. Like, her perspective on life was beautiful. I have videos of her telling us how she just loves her natural hair in a time when, you know, extensions are the thing. You know, American beauty standards are crazy, and she embraced who she was and was beautiful. Go check out my girls, Curly King, on Facebook. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman that was carrying a what was going to be a beautiful little girl. And that was robbed from us. That was robbed from this world. Her dreams, her ambitions, her hopes, the hopes that would grow in that little girl, gone. And what did she get? Six, seven articles, and none after 2023. And that's the reality. She's not Lacey Peterson. She's not Gabby Petito. She's a black girl from New York. And I guess that's not newsworthy. When do we deserve to be spoken about? When do we deserve to be heard, seen? In a world where even the systems fail us in real time. Because the reality is, Scarlett was in front of a police officer 2 days before that. 2 days before she was murdered, she was standing in front of Spring Grove Township's police officers, two of them. One of them officers, Angel Rivera, badge number 4442. He told her that very loud and clear. And that was before he told her he wasn't going to help her. Mind you, she had scheduled custody visits with her son, not supervised. Scheduled visits where she was supposed to be able to pick her son up and spend the time that a mother should have with her son. Time she was allotted. Time he couldn't control. She didn't get to see her son that day. That officer sent her on her way. 2 days later, she was murdered. Standing before that officer wasn't just Scarlett. Her accused murderer's mom was there. Her accused murderer was there. You could have saved her life. I wonder if he knows that. I wonder if he even knows. If he thinks about that. The opportunity he had to save both of their lives. But no. Black woman, domestic violence situation, custody situation, and she doesn't have the custody. I wonder why he treated her differently than he treated him. Why did he feel he needed more protection than she did? Why did he not uphold the court order for her custody rights? Why did he ignore the fact that she told him she was assaulted and 4 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant? It makes you go... It really never ceases to amaze me when I hear things like that. When I heard that, she what? And he did nothing to save my friend. And that is the systems we have in place to protect people, to protect women, You know where I stand, defund the police. We need a better way. We need a better life. This is not it. It's not it. It makes you wonder, right? It just makes you wonder. If we know these things for decades, intimate partner violence has been a real thing. For decades, women have been murdered in their homes. Children have never made it to this world at the hands of vengeful, bitter, malicious people. Because that's the reality. So, let's get into it. Because if you know somebody who's expecting, this is their most beautiful time in their lives, but it's also the most dangerous time in their lives. And start to put that in perspective in a whole different way. I have four children. I'm the mother of four children. I survived my own domestic violence situations. And I never, ever would have thought that the one she walked away from would be the one that actually killed her. She was out of that relationship for years. And don't get it wrong, not being with that individual, him having another partner, having another baby, moving on with his life, she should still have her life. That was not his child she was carrying. Not that I call love. That was her boyfriend's child. She had a partner. He could not stand the idea that she filed for full custody and was moving on with her life. That she was going to win. She had the ticket. Boy, girl, and a heart of gold. What else did you need? She had life. And he hated that. It just shatters me to the core. It does, you know that? Like, in full transparency, y'all, that shit fucked me up. When Scarlett died, I couldn't get out of my bed for a month. It was ugly. It was ugly. And I was angry. I'm still angry to this day. I met Scarlett in a dark place. And that girl could, like I said, turn any place into a yoga studio, like, for real. She taught me how to do yoga headstands. Like, she's incredible. She was incredible. And she was like 4'2" at the most. She was such a tiny person with such a big spirit. Protect your people. You got to. Homicide is one of the leading causes of death for pregnant women in the United States. And if you know somebody who finds out they're expecting and is already in an abusive, toxic situation, danger increases when they walk away. Safety plans need to be developed. Support needs to be in full force. And reality needs to set in that things could get ugly very, very fast. Intimate partner violence is not something to take lightly, especially when new life is involved. And the reality is, the world we live in, the country we live in, doesn't, one, prioritize women, let's be real, let alone women of color. The system is not designed to protect women of color. And the patterns are clear. The delayed justice, the media inconsistencies, the victim blaming, the normalization of Black trauma, the lack of protections, and the way that Black and brown women are expected to absorb this pain quietly, it never, ever ceases to amaze me. The strength they expect you to have. And people think that when people die, you know, life goes on, right? The world keeps spinning. I don't know about nobody else, but don't I hit harder than your friend really never coming back? Your loved one really never showing up to moments that they're supposed to be at. Not even being at their own moments. Now we're celebrating birthdays, her birthday without her. How do you not carry that? I now have a silhouette of a pregnant woman on the back of my arm, my pregnant friend, because I will carry her forever. That's the weight that gets left behind when intimate partner violence strikes. These situations, when I say get ugly, get ugly. My friend was not shot. My friend was brutally murdered. My friend was stabbed. She fought for her life. She fought for her life. And the York court system still has yet to fight for her. There has been no trial. There has been no resolution. There has been no verdict. 4 years of continuations, lingering dates, silence, disruptions, no resolutions. That's the system for you. What type of justice is that? What type of justice is not having an article since 2023, but never having a court date? Trust and believe, though, I will not let this world forget her name. Her best friend, Razi. Razi ain't gonna let this world forget her name. Her mother, she not about to let this world forget her name. Scarlett lives and will always live through us, but never got the chance to live. And that really breaks my heart. We have to do better by our people. this world is ugly. It is ugly, and at its ugliest right now, the United States should be beyond a shame. But I mean, no, we're not at our ugliest per se, I guess. Slavery was fucking ugly. But has the United States ever not been ugly? When has America been great? Never, the fuck? Like, I really wish people would just shut up, because America has never been fucking great. Women have always been oppressed, abused, ignored, subjectified, and left for dead. What she say? Pretty hurts. Pretty fucking hurts. And we're at a day and age where the entitlement is crazy. Like, make it make sense. Men are out here shooting women because they don't want to give them their phone numbers. It's like, what weirdo y'all on? Like, where are we at with this? And when does it stop? When there ain't no women left to procreate? I had to take a deep breath for y'all. Because make it make sense. When do we teach our sons to love our people, to love their people, to love our women, to love people in general? And when do we teach the world to love our sons? Because this abuse and this trauma doesn't start with them. When do we acknowledge what we're seeing with our own eyes growing in our own homes? And that's not victim blaming, because it's not on the victims. That is support blaming, because there are people around these people that see these things and ignore the signs. And we need to do better. And yes, we will not ignore the fact that intimate partner violence is not secular. And let's be clear about that. Men struggle and suffer with intimate partner violence as well. But today, we are talking about the women who do not get hurt. So, fellas, this is not the podcast for y'all. In that sense. And one day we might do that episode, but today is not that day. Let's take a second and let's remember some of those women. Because, yeah, you know, we all, whether we realize it or not, know somebody that has lost their lives to intimate partner violence, or has been subjected to intimate partner violence. And it is time that we truly acknowledge the dangers of that. And the reality that it's being hidden from us. It's being ignored. It's being neglected. And we are not doing our jobs as a community to hold people to the right standards before these situations transpire. Tomorrow should still be here. Tomorrow was murdered at 32 years old. I should still be here. And at this point, your county needs to get it together. I try to stay out of the headlines when it comes to the things that get published. Because shout out to True Stories Podcast Network. Because this is where the stories are true. This is not a true crime podcast. I'm not here to exploit the murder of some stranger. This is True Stories Podcast Network. And I'm here to create awareness around intimate partner violence, the realities that we face in Lancaster County. And as an individual in Lancaster County, this is my reality. I will never get to hug my friend again. I will never get to meet her daughter. I should have been at her daughter's birth. Her little hand should have wrapped around my finger. And that would never happen. When you think of Lancaster, New York, right? Let me get y'all a little dynamic for people who are not from the area. York is about 25 to 45 minutes away, given the traffic flow. So I stay from about Queens to the Bronx. If traffic's late. Or about, let me think. If you was going from possibly Huntington Park to like West Oak Lane or something. And traffic's heavy. So it's very much at home. And Scarlett should be very much at home right now. But we were robbed of that. And the people that are supposed to be holding this motherfucker accountable, they sitting around twiddling their thumbs over the Gabriel Brothers robbery, apparently. Which, like, where the hell did that come from? Somebody sent me one of those true crime videos of Mars' case the other day. Mars' life, apparently, they tried to highlight. And I heard they highlighted her beautifully. I did not watch the video. I can't watch the videos. To hear her name spoken like that. It's not the Black Dahlia murderers. Not the stranger across the country they're talking about on the news. There's a girl that used to just walk in my house whenever she felt like it and was allowed. This is the girl that my 13-year-old identifies as, the girl in the fridge. Yo, that shit broke my heart the other week. I have moments like that where I'll be talking about her to somebody. And my youngest chimed in and was like, who, the girl in the fridge? He should know her. He'll never get to know her. He'll never get to play with her daughter. My daughter will never get the opportunity to babysit her baby. We were robbed. And that's the reality. With no fucking gun. of something so precious that it can never be replaced. As I said, no verdict. No, not even an eye for an eye could bring her back. Nothing will ever lessen this pain or fill this hole. So remember that the time when, for the moment you find out your loved one is expecting, stay woke. Stay all the way woke. Stay on your toes. Stay close. And love on that baby. Love on your loved one. And if they are experiencing intimate partner violence, create a plan to not move irrationally, but get them to safety and take it very seriously. Scarlett is not the only one. This happens to thousands of women, thousands of people in the United States. There was a term coined by journalist Gwen Affill. I think I pronounced that right. And it describes disproportionate media attention that's given to missing and murdered white women compared to women of color. And it's called the missing white woman syndrome. And understand, black and brown women get drowned out because of missing white women syndrome all the time. And that's the reality. You'll hear about Gabby Petito. You'll hear about Lacey Peterson. But what about the Tamaras? You won't hear about them. Their case won't stay in the media as long. There will be no anniversary articles. You might, but they won't just give it to you. And that's where it's like, how do they not see our pain? How do they not see the crisis that we are facing right now? If you sit back and you compare cases involving white women get nationally amplified, extended follow-up coverage, timeline reconstructions, family interviews, podcast series, anniversary pieces, courtroom tracking, national commentary. How many times have you heard Nancy Grace go off? Nancy Grace, what about Tamara Deloche? We deserve more. We all deserve more. Everybody deserves to be saw in life, but especially in death. Do not ignore what transpires to these people, to these women, to our babies, at a time when they're literally forcing women to have babies. That's the reality. Abortions in some places are no longer a thing in the United States. They just banned a main abortion drug in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if that was federal legislation or just state legislation, so I don't want to overspeak, but yeah, they just banned important abortion medication. But that a lot of people were getting BML, I want to say. So now we're forcing people into these dangerous situations, knowing that the leading cause of expecting individuals is homicide, intimate partner violence. Get that. Get that. Get that. It makes no sense to me. It really does. And what do? How do you help? You have to, it's a case-by-case situation. Nothing I say here is really the full game plan. You have to support your individual to what looks best and safest for them. And if you do not understand why they are not leaving, learn to respect that they are doing what they feel they need to stay safe. If you cannot create that safety, do not create the disruption that gets them killed, because that happens. The reality is, it's on us. The reality is, the weight of trying to see to it that my girl gets awareness is on me now. And that's where I had to get to this point, right, guys? Because I'm growing, y'all. Like, I've never been shy about what my life is like, and I'm just getting back to the world. Understand, my friend was murdered in 2022. I was undergoing a very serious trial. I was also in a very abusive relationship at the time. It was a toxic relationship. And I was incarcerated in 2023. I didn't have time to grieve the loss of my friend. I didn't have time to process. She was gone. I was gone. I was in state prison. I didn't have the time to really, like, experience the world without her. Until I got back. And that was crazy. Here I go, I'm about to cry, y'all. Let me get my life real quick. That was crazy. Experiencing life without her. Not realizing, because I knew it never left me. But the weight of that, the weight of being back, the weight of having some type of clarity after a lot of disruption, starting to settle, and feeling the weight of this loss that you've been carrying for years. It took me 4 years to really feel like I'm grieving my friend. And it took me a long time to get to this point. I'm still not at that point, you feel me? I'm still here crying now. Like, it is what it is. How do you not forever mourn the loss of somebody so great? And you don't weigh somebody's life in achievements or degrees or dollars, but the impact that they leave on the people around them. And the ripples that they send through the world. And Tamara made ripples. And she left impact on a lot of people, not just me. Tamara was loved. She was appreciated. She was respected. She was beautiful. And we were all robbed of that. Everybody who never had the opportunity to meet these beautiful people that are taken at the most beautiful time in their lives. We've been robbed. We've been robbed. That's the reality. And like I said, grief has no timeline. Grief has no timeline. It shows up at the weirdest moments. We just have a funny, like, we kind of took it from Seinfeld. Well, we definitely took it from Seinfeld. Well, we had this, like, funny little thing between me, Alba, and Scarlett. And, I mean, if you in jail, if you ever been locked up, then you understand that, like, soups is, like, that's dollars. Like, not dollars, but that's no sense. A couple soups together, that's a dollar. So, in the county, that's really a dollar, because soups is 80 cents. But we used to be randomly just out of nowhere, whole block be quiet, and all you hear is, no soups for you. No soup for you. And it's like it's random moments like that, random little things, random inside jokes, anniversaries, memorials, birthdays. Yo, nobody's ever in life FaceTime me the way that Scarlett used to FaceTime. And when I tell you, that girl had everybody. Like, I don't know how that girl had any time of her day to be at work, because she really had everybody living on FaceTime. Anybody that I say a whole convo about was Scarlett, be like, yo, she FaceTimed at the craziest time. You be looking all the mess. She be looking all the mess. And she be like, girl, do you see this thing? Be like, oh, how can you not? Do you see mine? I have a screenshot of me and her, right, that I just found the other day. And it was just that. It was just that. It was her getting her. It was her getting. Trying to do something with her hair. And me getting my hair done. And when I tell you, baby, that screenshot looks crazy. But it's one of my favorites. That's raw. That's real. That's light. My girl, she ain't care about none of that shit. Like, she's beautiful without it. And that's a pretty privilege. I'm going to give you that. She had a little bit of pretty privilege because she ain't need nothing. And he hated that. He hated that. He hated the genuinity about her. He hated the realness, the fact that she could do so much. She could turn everything into something beautiful. Like, and he couldn't do that. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle life without that beauty, I'm guessing. Now, that's an obsession. That's a hate. So the reality is, about 1 in 4 women in the U.S. experience severe intimate partner violence in their lifetime. 1 in 4 women, right? So if you're sitting in a room with 4 women right now, or you just walked out of a room, if you got 4 women that are in your family, let's say, between your mom and your 3 sisters, because that's the dynamic of my family. It's my mom. And 3 girls, me, my 2 sisters. And I will say that at least 2 out of 4 of us have experienced intimate partner violence. Women are most at risk when attempting to leave an abusive relationship. When people feel like they are losing that grip, that control. When they feel like they're not about to have any reprieve, that's when it gets most dangerous, y'all. That's when it gets most dangerous. Pregnancy can increase violence escalation. homicide is the leading cause of death for pregnant women in the U.S. And if you know that there are firearms accessible or in the home, the risks increase. The statistics are wild for the probability of somebody getting shot just by owning a firearm, let alone entering a situation with intimate partner violence. We have to wake up. We have to teach women how to avoid becoming victims more than we teach society how to stop. Ignoring them. And I know it is hard because that sounds like the weight is all on us. But right now, we gotta protect our folks. And if that means that we gotta take that weight on and pull up our big girl panties, it's time. It's really time. These men, these individuals are showing us that we're not safe. And not all men or other partners are abusive, no. But in these situations, right now where entitlement is thriving and people are being told that they are, you know, entitled to more rights than others, and they are the true Americans. You know, it's time to be careful with your women and with your folks. And that's on both sides. Because, as I said, intimate partner violence is not secular. It doesn't just exist in Black and Brown communities. That's the reality. Women of all colors, denominations, people of all sexes, I guess. It affects everybody. And I mean, so I guess it's the reality. It affects everybody, people of all sexes. Like, and it is time that we learn how to protect not only ourselves, but expecting life. They're rescheduled court for tomorrow in October. And we will see if it actually makes it there. It has been a long 4 years. It's been a long, lonely 4 years. Like, honestly, it's to the point that I don't know that I want any new friends. The hole that people leave, because I know people think, Amish Lancaster, nothing happens here. I've had dozens of friends murdered in these streets. Get that. I know at least a dozen people that have been murdered in these streets before they were 35. And it's wild because I've never had somebody murdered as brutally as this. And you know, nobody deserves to be cut down in any type of way like that. But when you live a certain lifestyle, sometimes, you know, you have to equate certain things, charge some things to the game. And some things make more sense than others. You can't make sense of this. This is not something that you could ever justify not something that would ever sit right with me. It's not something that should ever sit right with you. The fact that this beautiful woman was in her home, 6 months pregnant, and murdered the way she was. And then ignored in her death. Ignored by the people who are supposed to bring her justice. But is that any surprise when she was ignored in life by those same people? When there's a video that shows her being ignored by the systems that were supposed to protect her. It truly, truly, truly just blows my mind. And I pray that there is another side to this world. Nah. My own girl and her baby are in eternal peace. And where I do believe in a higher power, I'm very spiritual. I believe that, you know, you got to do right by people. Karma will get you. The universe will get you. You will be held accountable. There is somebody pulling the strings. I don't know that. I believe that there's a pearly gates after, though. I don't know that I believe that people are walking on clouds. But if I wanted to believe it for anybody, I believe it for her. That's for sure. If anybody made it there, it's Tamara and her daughter. And if anything, I have to think that person up there that's pulling the strings, he knew that this world just didn't deserve her and didn't love her the way it should have. And he got her the fuck up out of here. But he ain't had to do it that way, though. I can't blame God for this. I want to blame somebody. I definitely blame the person they accuse her. But at the same time, I can't even believe that you took something that great, that you were capable of that. How are you capable of that? And honestly, in full actuality, you know, this song has been hitting me for a long time. That's why we had to change the theme song today. We had to do a special thing for my girl because, for real, for real. This is, I never thought, I thought because the way my life is, but I never thought that I would feel this way for somebody. This song would mean so much to me for somebody else to the T the way it does now.
If he held you down, they raped you. Tried to try, but the devil could escape you. She wasn't love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. You stayed for me, you fought for him. That nigga had the power, make you strong for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, but he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said that he was growing from the seeds.
Love is blind, Joe, and it's wild because she didn't love him. She didn't love him anymore. She loved her child. She loved the child she was carrying. But the person that's accused of killing her, I don't know what he caught himself doing, but he didn't love her. That's not love. Love would never bring you to the point that you take that person out this world. That's not love. said no. He was obsessed. He was hateful. He was malicious. He wasn't full of love. So with that, guys, what else is there to say except for justice for Tamara Deloche? I pray that there is justice for all of the expecting mothers, individuals that have lost their lives at the hands of intimate partner violence. And I truly, truly, truly hope that we wake up and find a way to protect our people and recognize the beauty in all people, regardless of skin tone or class. It is time that we say their names. So yes, this episode was for Scarlett. This episode was for Scarlett's daughter, who will never get to take that breath. And this episode is for all individuals who have lost their lives to intimate partner violence, domestic violence. Expecting or not. And please, stay safe. Stay blessed. And stay loved. This is your girl, Jay Mysteria. And I appreciate you tuning in to Mysteria Unbarred.
You see, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask her how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his seed.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Think it's love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kids? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lived. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses. Baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep a ready clip.
Oh, love it. Love is blind. Ooh, yeah, yeah. And it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind. And it'll take over your mind.
Oh, yes,
she thinks it's love, it's truly not. She needs to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I
saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respects and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cock praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life, but nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops coming like London in jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what our love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind.